This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
16 years ago, I published my book, A Biblical Point of View on Homosexuality, and predicted that the legalization of same-sex marriage would open the door to all sorts of sexual experiments. Polyamory is the practice of having more than one sexual partner at the same time. We're now seeing a push for the normalization of this practice. John Stone Street, in a Breakpoint commentary, talks about a New York Times article that describes a polyamorous mom who had a big sexual adventure and found herself. A New York magazine has the headline, Polyamory, a Practical Guide for the Curious Couple, and a USA Today helps readers deal with the supposed misunderstanding of polyamorous subculture known as swingers. Jim Dennison, in his daily article, talks about the latest reality show with the provocative title, Couple to Thruple. It tells the story of four couples who are curious about polyamory and head to a resort where they begin dating a group of singles. Of course, the Bible doesn't condone such behavior. Marriage is a covenant of one man and one woman, and we are to flee from sexual immorality. Many of us predicted that once you said that marriage could be two men or two women, where would it stop? The Supreme Court decision 9 years ago essentially opened the door to any sexual variation you could imagine. And I might mention that the article by Jim Dennison has numerous links to research by secular counselors and other professionals that all conclude that polyamory doesn't work. The lack of intimacy and the problems with jealousy and power plays are just a few of the reasons for its failure. We shouldn't be surprised at these conclusions because God's plan for marriage and family is the best. All other human ideas are destined for failure. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.